Did Mama Mama serve the tea?
Wow. Good job, you guys.
Hey, good morning.
Sebo and Mitch hanging out with you.
What's up?
Intern Nico on hey. Time this morning.
Yeah. For your last morning.
It was Caleb's turn to be late.
Yeah. You guys have been kind of switching on and off.
Yeah. It's okay. Me and Mitch do that all the time. Woo! You've been here since like...
Five. 25.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Why?
I was getting stuff ready.
That's this awesome. Week we were like, well, we're going to start getting here earlier and we're going to like get everything prepared.
And by we just meant me, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, she's been doing a great job.
Yep.
I commend you.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
So, it is Thursday.
May 16th. Yes.
Michelle from Project Zoe joining us today.
And the Aspen Project.
And Pastor Jarrett. From Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater.
On his way in for Theology Thursday.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock.
Well, yeah, he's
not
he's getting
on
ready.
His way in.
Oh, he's on his way.
Oh, because it takes that long for him to get ready?
Yes.
He does have perfect hair.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, so 9 o'clock, Theology Thursday, if you'd like to get a question in for Pastor Jarrett. Send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. But first, we'd like to start off the morning like we do.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Matt Smoker. What?
How are you guys this morning?
Well, it's been kind of rough. Steve-O has been choking on his spit for the past 30 seconds. Which means that he didn't even get to say static.
I did, and I just choked on my own spit. I did beat Bioshock Infinite yesterday, though. That was pretty fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
Good. That's a video game.
Yep, video game. We're going to talk about video games coming up and the time waster that they are on an epic scale.
Okay.
Researchers have determined the entire span of time that has been spent on one video game. One video game. And it's unreal. Yeah. It's unreal.
Wow.
We're going to talk about it. Are you a gamer, Matthew? Are you a time waster?
Yeah, I actually have a DSi.
Oh,
extra large.
No. Extra large.
I have a huge one. My parents got me that 1 year for Christmas.
Man.
What is that?
It's like a Game
Boy. Digital sound in...
No, it's a DS. Like a
Game Boy. Okay.
Right? That's
touch screen.
The
I?
And the XL is like the... Boom, the I, they added like a camera and did some cool stuff with it.
So it's like
the internet.
The DS didn't have a camera. DS was just a gaming system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good to know.
Mm-hmm. So what video games do you play there, Matthew? I mean, waste your time on.
Sometimes I'll play with, I think it's Mario Kart and then Mario Party.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other stuff. I have over 20, I think. I'm not really sure.
Wow.
I'd have to look at all that.
Doesn't even know. It's melting his
something.
Mind.
Something. Whatevs.
It's already melted his mind. He's forgetting things.
No, don't do it.
You know what, guys? It's not really melting my mind, because if it did, I would have made the honor roll for the third time.
Oh, touché.
Yes.
Good argument. Touché.
Exactly. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Is Steve-O driving insane right now?
No, he is not.
Okay. Never.
Did he make me laugh, though?
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Hey, what do you want to hear today, Matthew?
Let's see. Some Project 86 All Goliath Fall.
That's a good one. I will definitely get that one on for you, because it seems like today is one of those days where people need to wake up. So, thanks. Wow, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Good job.
Intern Colas.
Yeah, whatever.
It's your last day, bro. Don't whatever day. Today's a big day.
Today's important.
You're
final
right.
day of internship before, you know, you graduate. You had a final of sorts yesterday.
That was fun.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up. I was kind of excited. Oh, yes. You do good work here, Colas.
Sorry that you got arrested.
Sorry that it ended in handcuffs. Yep.
It happens, you know.
Yeah.
Anything for the job.
Yep. We're going to talk about that coming up.
Yep.
Also, of course, birthday 6:45. If you would like to get a birthday shout out to someone you love, studio@mystaticradio.com. Requested Project 86, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Carol Hood. A song called Violence. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve on Mitch with you, and our interns hanging out for one last day.
No. I'm here.
One last day.
I don't know where the time went.
I don't either.
I don't even think we made them do anything important.
We really didn't.
Oh, wait. Yes, we did. The final was pretty important.
Yeah, yesterday you guys had to do some pretty important stuff.
Go ahead.
You had a final of sorts yesterday in which you had to go to jail. Of sorts.
And
sheriffs were involved.
For a meter while we were at it.
Yeah. You had to pay for a meter?
Well, we only had to pay for 1 meter.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And don't worry. We had quarters.
That's good.
The second time we went, really they were all jammed and broken.
Really?
Yeah, but there was a quarter sticking out of one, so I like took two of the quarters and used it as like pliers to pull it out.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Totally saved 25 cents.
The ways of the street.
Okay, so let's explain this, because you just said you had to pay twice for a meter.
Yeah. Tell us about your day yesterday.
So we go to the sheriff's department.
Right.
Downtown to pick up a sheriff's report.
Right.
What? I don't even understand what happened. KNKT?
KNKT, our sister station, actually, unfortunately. Not the first time vandalized.
First time this month.
First time this month. Hey! Way to have a positive outlook.
Yeah.
Some incredible human beings decided that they were going to break into the facility and steal all the copper cable tubes, whatever.
Yeah.
All
for money.
The copper. Apparently you can sell it
copper
for money.
Coils.
Yeah, that stuff. Somehow they didn't electrocute themselves to death. And stole all the copper.
Where do you sell that? Like, people aren't like,
I have no
idea. Where did you get all these
metal
copper wiring?
Seller.
Oh, you know,
.com.
I was talking to my wife about this last night, because I'm like, I just don't, I mean, like, what do you do with it all? You just,
you can go take it to recycling.
Yeah, and
recycling,
and
go buy it.
She said, because we had a couple people try and do that at our church.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's an interesting little tidbit. Tried to do that at the church, got caught. And now, to deter these people, is this a deterrent? But to deter them, apparently, they got their information, and if we have scrap metal or anything, we call them.
Oh, wow.
And they come take it.
Okay.
Right?
What?
Like, if we're going to throw anything away, instead, we'll just call them, and they can take it.
Yeah, potential thieves.
That's what, yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Just random people.
They, nobody's stolen anything, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, sadly, that's the second time in recent memory that it's happened for KNKT. And so we had to get a police report. And
so, yeah,
I mentioned that we're listener supported over here, and that, yeah, stuff like that really sets things back.
So first we were, you know, just sitting there, and we were like, okay, they'll call us up, and we like sign this little paper or whatever, and we're like all ready and everything, and then some lady walks in and goes straight to the front, and someone helps her out, and we were like,
hey.
Oh, we've been sitting here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We probably should have went up there. And then so we went up after her, and then there, and then gave it to him and sat down for like another 10 minutes, and then he came back and he's like, I got nothing. And we were like, sweet.
Okay.
And then I called you and you were like, come back.
Yeah.
And so we came back. And then Stever like worked some magic.
Yeah.
And somehow got the case number.
Yeah, it was called, no, he asked them again.
Oh, okay.
And then again. Good. And then what? He asked them again.
Cool. So who do I talk to about not getting help? And they're like, oh, no, well, here you go. Oh, we found it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With all the
that
information that you guys had. So what was the lesson you guys learned? Did you learn a lesson?
Being sarcastic with my
Be sarcastic with the sheriff's department.
Be persistent.
And persistence. Yes, that's it. That's actually the real lesson.
One time I had, this is persistence in action.
Okay.
One time, for some reason, my phone company billed me like $300, and I didn't even have a smartphone at the time.
Wow.
And I freaked out. And they're like, yeah, it looks like you're on the internet. I'm like, no, that's impossible. My phone doesn't go on the internet. And they're like, yeah, well, it looks like you were for about this long. And I just kept saying, no, I don't understand how that works. And then I don't understand why I have to pay this if I didn't do that, because my phone doesn't do that. And then finally, they took it all off and then gave me a $50 credit.
What?
What now, sucker?
Sweet.
So if I call my phone company and say, I don't understand how that works. And they're like, you have an iPhone. But I don't understand how that
works. I really
works.
Didn't understand because I had a flip phone.
Will you
phone.
Call my phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a flip phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
no internet.
You can go on the internet.
How do I have,
phone.
I don't how know do I have so internet charges? Still.
They reversed it and gave you money. Stop yelling. Gosh.
I'm still mad about it.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. All right, just calm down. It's cool.
So then we went back.
Yeah, you guys had to go back.
And, you know.
Did it work out? See any dudes in orange jumpsuits? Were you guys scared?
No.
No? Oh, no?
No.
Okay. Nope.
It wasn't the actual prison.
We saw people. No, I'm just kidding.
You saw people?
We didn't see
anybody. You didn't see anybody?
No, yeah, we did.
Oh, we saw. Oh, I thought we were still talking about orange jumpsuits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we saw people. That was kind of scary, but.
You saw people that were kind of scary?
I'm just.
Man.
I'm sorry. So we gave them the case number, and then we got the report, and you have to pay 50 cents like per paper for the report. It's kind of
that's much better than we thought.
Yeah, which
and Stever gave us $25 to pay for it all.
So we kept it. No,
so,
just
you guys, so you we guys went to made lunch. 40 copies. That's good. Yeah, we'll take 40 copies. Shoot, they gave us $25. We
we'll
handed
out to the whole building.
Yeah,
let them know what happened.
Good job, you guys. Good
Thanks.
Job going back, and I think you passed. I'm not sure. I'd have to ask Steve.
I'm going
to
say I did.
Good
Maybe
job.
Not Nico, but
thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, that story took 7 minutes to tell.
Seven?
Yeah.
Now we're behind. Mm-hmm. Now we got to do breaking news.
Breaking news. It's Thursday Newsday. A Connecticut man says he spotted an image of Jesus Christ in a blob of ink on a page of his local newspaper. Joseph McCaffrey says he was reading the May 2nd edition of the paper when he spotted the oddly shaped blob of ink in the movie section and showed it to his wife, Wendy. McCaffrey says, I didn't see it at first, but as I was reading the paper, I said to my wife, the movie section is blotted out with ink, and he shouted, it's Jesus! McCaffrey said he showed the image to many of his friends to see if they reached the same conclusion as he and his wife. Some saw the image, some didn't.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Maybe he's
That's
just been hearing,
story.
Like, all these crazy stories about people finding, and he's like, whoa, if I want to get famous, all I have to say is that I saw Jesus in some random place.
I saw an image of Jesus in the movie section of the newspaper. Oh, wait, that was a poster. They're actually re-showing the Passion of the Christ on Thursday Night at the Guild. Oh.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Like, false alarm.
Imagine it from his, like, wife's perspective, just, like washing dishes or something.
Yeah. Right. It's Jesus!
Ethel!
What?
There's an ink spot.
How old is this
movie.
Guy?
I'm guessing he's
old. He's old. He is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
But his name is... his wife's name is Wendy.
Oh, Wendy.
No, it's Ethel.
Oh. Wrong. Sorry. I'm reading the wrong story, apparently.
Oh, yeah, apparently. Okay.
Breaking news. Neighbors are buzzing about this couple and their bad luck. The couple bought their home in Provo, Utah, 5 months ago and saw a few bees in the yard and didn't think much of it. But then the buzzing became audible inside the home, so they called a beekeeper. And I have the actual story right here. They said, we were just sitting on our couch, turned off the TV, and could hear some buzzing in the walls. So they called the bee removal specialist.
No.
It was not in the ceiling. It wasn't in the sofa. So we started listening to the walls, and we identified them in the wall. They said they found a bee colony between 40,000 and 60,000 bees in their home.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool.
No, not cool at all.
That's terrifying.
Here's the thing about bees. Right now, my wife wants to get bees.
Here's the thing. I want bees.
Here's the thing about bees. I hate bees. I want to punch bees. I hate them. From the time that I was a little kid... I hated bees because I got stung
by
bees.
I've never been stung.
Oh, dude.
And she wants to, like, breed them and make and have honey. And
yes. I'm not being funny.
She's going to be that woman in, like, the white suit.
This is serious.
With, like, the netting over her face.
Well, she's, like, crazy hippie.
Yeah.
But doesn't look like a crazy hippie. Just in her mind, she's a crazy hippie.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a great thing. Because if she looked like a crazy hippie, chances are we probably wouldn't have gotten married. But she's got this mind like a crazy hippie. Or, I don't know, a survivalist. Maybe she just... I made her watch too many zombie movies.
Yeah.
And so now, she's like, we need chickens. She wanted chickens.
Oh,
was
I
the
want
first
chickens.
Thing. Ugh. We're not getting chickens, Michelle.
Are you guys allowed to have chickens out there?
Yes. And we're not
You're
getting
gonna have chickens. You're going to have a chicken
No,
coop.
We're not.
Oh, my
we're
gosh. Not. Yeah, you are.
At first it was like, well, no, we have a dog and he'll eat them because he's a hound. And then it was, oh, we don't have the dog right now. But so we're getting our dog back. And so she's said, okay, fine, 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 fine. No chickens, no chickens. But I've been researching bees and the honey, and we can blah, 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 blah. She wants to have bees.
What's
like,
the main,
on purpose.
What's the main reason?
For honey.
Like, and, but then, like, why can't you just buy it? Oh, well, I guess
well,
it's
why can't
less
you
expensive.
Buy honey? Because it's free if your bees make it.
Exactly, my bad. Also,
we grow our own vegetables. Like, we're hippies, bro. Like,
yeah, I don't have an income yet, so
we have
I'm
a
like,
vegetable garden, and it's like, hey, there's the celery, and there's, oh, we had all this stuff. Now
and,
we have to
and it's
redo
not like, it's not like
our
a,
entire backyard.
They aren't like those people. Like, this is me. I would plant something and been like, I hope that grows. Like, they know that
oh,
it's
no.
going to grow.
Yeah, and then, like, she's crazy. She's got like, oh, well, the potatoes go here, and then there's this flower that's going to attract this kind of bug that's going to pollinate this, it's going to do that.
That's
like,
awesome.
She's a crazy
Dang.
Scientist of awesome. So now she wants bees on purpose.
You guys will never have allergies, though, if you
that's,
do that.
That's, a,
yeah,
that's
you
like part of
bees.
The reason. Because if you get local bees, then you get local honey, and then
if,
you don't have allergies.
I don't know if you remember about 3 weeks ago when you were dying.
Yeah, I know.
And we're like, oh, gosh, you're gonna, you have mono. You're, yeah. you have, you're sick.
Oh, it's just allergies.
The doctor's like, nah, just allergies. Go home.
Wicked allergies. So this would deter from that. But you know what else
Maybe
would deter
the
from that? Having bees, because I would never go outside. Because yeah. there are bees everywhere.
I wouldn't go. I've never been
just
stung.
Just put them in your walls.
What if there was like a bee shack?
But you know, it seems...
a bee shack?
It
bee
seems
shack.
To happen...
Make a sign over
Honey,
it.
Go into the
over
bee shack.
Over the door, it says the bee shack over it.
That'd be wow. pretty cool.
Wow. Unreal. I don't even know where to go from there.
The bee shack.
The bee shack. Shadrach, Bee Shack, and Abednego.
Even better. Put that on the door.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't want bees. I just know.
You know what?
Because I didn't want a dog. We got a dog. Inevitably.
Yeah, but now you
but
love
you,
that dog. Maybe
you love
we didn't
that
want
dog.
Then we didn't want another baby.
The bee, cute.
And you love we, that baby.
I didn't
you
want that I baby. Do. Brody's the greatest baby in the universe.
See, no, it's just inevitable. Wait. You're going to get bees, and you're going to love
you're
them.
I'm not
going to
ever love bees. I'll never love bees.
Okay, what about this dog?
Yeah.
You're going to bring him into the house?
You
bees,
insisted that
Michelle?
You would never love.
Bees.
You insisted
okay.
that you never loved the dog.
The purpose of...
oh,
the purpose
did,
of
I remember that.
Yeah. No, I love my dog. I miss my dog. We're
you
getting him back.
You had such a strong argument
we have
that
to build
you
up,
dogs.
We have to
just,
build up the fence because he can jump it right now. But I just... Because I have so much time and money right now mm-hmm. to just build things and, you know, buy equipment for stuff like that. So I have to... We have to build up the fence.
We could do...
Then I get my dog back.
We could do intern projects. Steve-O's house.
There you go. Cool. I just need to build it up like two cinder blocks.
Yeah, we got this.
I've already got approval from the homeowners. You guys, just come over.
We also got your bee shack, don't worry.
Yes. There you go. My wife would love that. Bees.
But she has to get one of those suits.
Never. Ever.
Okay.
When, looks ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Like the beekeeper
so
suit?
Yeah, you have to get it.
So that you can, like...
Walking
not
with the bees.
Stung?
No, I'm not doing that.
And she'll
that.
Still get stung.
You don't have to. She wants to.
She's like a 90-year-old trapped in a 30-year-old's body because she wants to do all these crazy things that old
90-year-olds
people do.
90-year-olds do not have
you
bees.
You don't have anything better to do.
Breaking news.
Breaking news? Uh-oh. Breaking
oh,
news.
No.
Oh,
okay.
It's going to be hardcore.
Okay. Oh, no! Breaking news! Justin Bieber has fight with his mother.
Oh, no.
Teen sensation Justin Bieber had a bit of an argument with his own mother, Patty Mallette.
Wow.
Apparently, Patty wanted to use a photo of her famous son for the cover of her book, Nowhere But Up.
Oh, that's all for...
The story of Justin Bieber's mom. She thought that his likeness would boost sales for the 2012 book,
She's
but according to a source, when Justin found out, he refused to go along with it, and they had a series of arguments. On one occasion, it became so bad with the fighting that Justin's manager had to step in and urge him to let it go.
Just let it go.
Ultimately, Justin compromised and agreed to a couple of press interviews with Patty. But he was really mad.
Press interviews with his mother.
Oh, no. Poor Justin.
That was breaking news.
Poor Justin.
Poor Justin. Got into a tiff with his mom because he didn't want Mom, no, Mom! I don't like that photo, Mom! Gosh! Why are you always embarrassing me by writing a book about me and making millions of dollars, Mom?
Always. Jerk. Constantly doing that.
Constantly writing books about
Constantly,
it.
Always, Mom!
Never.
Static.
Yeah, you guys waste 30, like over 20 minutes. I want to hear that new Switchfoot song.
Okay.
Do you know what it's called?
What was the first part?
Put your hands up side by side.
The Warren side.
Yeah, that one.
Keep singing.
You're
good.
A really big fan, obviously.
Yeah, I had to endure all this waiting for a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, well, thank you for your trouble.
I don't know if you've ever listened to us, but it's called The Morning Show.
And you're actually going to have to endure more because I have another story.
Yeah, and we have birthdays we got to get to. We got so much to do today.
I know, I'm just jacking
with you. I hear it in 2 hours.
Last one.
Really? Okay.
Breaking news. The owner of a 430,000 Maserati in China was so angry over fights with his car dealer and insurance company over allegedly shoddy repairs that he had friends take a sledgehammer to his pricey wheels. He didn't do this in his driveway. He had a smashing good time outside a major auto show with photographers snapping away.
I see what you
smashing.
Did there. Yeah.
Smashing.
I don't get it. Was that you or was that the story?
That was the story.
That was the whole story. Wow. Yeah. Could have ended with bees.
Here, now stop the song.
I want bees.
New Switchfoot for the angry listeners.
I know.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Put your hands up open. Switchfoot, the Warren side, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is 6:47, which means time for birthdays.
Happy May 16th.
Ah, yes, it is the 100th day.
Hey, Steve-er.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, Nico and Caleb's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
It garnered an A.
Yeah.
Yes. Good job, guys.
Yeah, the first trip garnered an E for effort. But
actually, it garnered an I for incomplete.
I think
that wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
Really?
The teacher told us to come back.
Well done, guys.
Touche.
All right. Well, today is day number 136 of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch.
Yeah.
There's only 229 days remaining.
Yes. Until his big party.
Until Steve-O's excellent party.
And we're all invited.
I'm so excited.
Not true. Everyone.
It's so not true. It's not
What's your address?
Oh, it's not.
50.
Nope.
561.
Nope. All right, we got a bunch of birthdays to get through, so I'm going to jump right into this.
All right, here we go.
And I couldn't think of any other audio hint than this, because this is kind of the only project that I'm aware of this talent being a part of.
This sounds like The Walking Dead.
No.
No.
I know this. What is this? Is this a movie? This is like a score.
Yeah, it is a score.
Inception?
Movie.
Yeah, it's not a song. It's a
what movie is this?
I feel inspired right now.
What is this? It's
like,
stressing me out.
Batman's rising from
Transformers.
I was about to say that.
Transformers? I don't remember this music.
Still freaking awesome music, though.
Transformers.
All I remember is Linkin Park.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
And this is the yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Thank you. That's better. Hey, Transformers! From Transformers!
Yes, from Transformers.
Shia LaBeouf.
No, he said this is the only project he can think of for this person.
Oh.
Megan Fox.
That's right.
She's going to be in TMNT.
She's in Jennifer's Body.
Okay.
Wait, what? She was TMNT?
Tell me about
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Tell me about movies I care about.
Why?
Okay, so it's Megan's birthday.
Happy birthday, Megan. She is 25.
27.
Dang it!
Yeah,
literally directly in between. If we had taken 29 and 25,
she'll learn to work together.
Linkin Park works for you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, back to birthdays. Let's see. From E.T.
Drew Barrymore.
Terms of Endearment.
I only know Drew Barrymore.
An Officer and a Gentleman.
Was E.T. in all those?
And from the movie based on C.S. Lewis's life, Shadowlands.
Oh, man. I know one actor from each of those movies, and none of them were in the others.
Deborah Winger's birthday today.
Deborah Winger! Of course.
Who's that?
She's the dark hair, scratchy voice. She was Richard Gere's love interest in An Officer and a Gentleman.
Okay. Cool. So she is...
Was
63.
She
was the mom in E.T.
She was the mom.
She's 63.
Dang, dude, really?
Well, think about Richard Gere.
Because he's old. 57.
Yesterday she was 57.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, infuriating. We need to have like a 1 year clause where we get partial credit.
No, that's okay. Like getting a strike, but you're not getting a strike.
That's true.
Back to the 70s sitcom Different Strokes.
Of course.
Yep.
Totally. Bruce Willis.
And from The Nutty Professor 2.
Eddie Murphy.
Of course.
Okay, now wait. Maybe this talent is better known for
Janet Jackson.
Janet's birthday today.
Janet Jackson was on Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was a girlfriend.
Yep.
Wow. She was in The Nutty Professor 2?
Yes, she was.
She was Willis's girlfriend, I think.
I don't know this at all.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I keep playing it. I love this song.
Yeah,
I have this album,
please,
like vinyl.
It. Hey, it's Janet's birthday.
I may or may not have had this on cassette.
I have it on vinyl.
Sing it for Janet.
No,
come on. Don't you just love her?
What have you done for me lately?
She is 40.
Oh, yeah.
7.
She's 40. Oh, no. 9. She's 49.
Janet and I are turning the same age this year. Steve-O is right.
Yeah! Oh, dude, I gotta remember how old you are so I can respond faster.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Break it down.
I'd rather hear Janet right now.
Dang, we forgot to bring Steve a sombrero and
I know,
confetti.
The confetti.
And
need maracas,
I still
too.
Got it right. Still got it right.
All right.
Janet, I love you.
A star on...
Jackson, if you're nasty.
A star on Beverly Hills 90210.
Luke Perry.
Also a star on 90210.
Jason Priestley.
Wait, why do you know?
And she
all
was
this?
A star because Daddy made her a star.
Yeah, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Why do you know all
knowing
of these
all
characters?
The new kids, knowing everybody on 90210.
You didn't hear my
it's
hint.
It's almost like I have a different life.
You didn't hear my hint.
What?
She was a star because Daddy made her a star.
Oh, Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
She has like 1,000 kids and she just keeps getting pregnant.
1,000? That's a lot of kids.
I know,
really?
she has a lot of kids.
1,000?
She's I was watching.
Like getting pregnant every time.
Yeah.
Every
Mom.
Week.
Yeah,
how,
no.
How old is Tori?
Tori? Ooh. She, okay.
36.
Here's, no.
Why not?
Oh, 40. She's 40.
Really?
She's 40.
Yes!
When you get it right, but when I get it right, y'all just sit here like...
Okay, can I say something? Last year, I was watching an interview with her during her birthday time, and she's talking about how she was not excited to turn 40 this year, so I remembered this from last year.
Wow.
See, you get rewarded for watching TV.
See? Watching crappy television. Good
okay.
job, you.
She was
you
on
are
a...
wasting your life.
Our next star has appeared on such movies as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Robin Williams.
Oh, hey. Thomas Crown Affair and
really
Incredibles.
No, that's James Bond, dude.
The Incredibles.
And it's Pierce Brosnan.
That was awesome.
It is Pierce Brosnan's birthday.
The Incredibles.
It's like the same thing.
No. No.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, I'll give you guys your
the
heart
beginning.
Just, like,
I didn't know the rest of it.
I'll give you guys $1 if you can name 2 films that he was in portraying James Bond.
Can I?
Wait, this isn't the new James Bond?
No, this is not.
No,
this
that's
is
Daniel Craig.
Because I know, like, Casino Royale.
No.
Yeah, but,
I already said one of them.
James Bond 1 and James Bond 2.
I already said GoldenEye.
Do you know how many GoldenEye. James Bond movies there are that you do not go
Tomorrow
by?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
It's a good game.
The World Is Not Enough. No? Okay, fine.
Hey, how old is Pierce Brosnan?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
52.
57.
Pierce is 60.
Oh, wow!
No.
Dude looks good.
All right.
60. I hope I look that good when I'm 60, bro.
With the credits.
I won't. I know.
Credits on Angel. Was that the Angel?
That was the spinoff from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I think,
okay.
Right?
Was what, what's her name from
Fantastic? No, it wasn't.
No, it's
isn't
not.
It was Alba. Wasn't
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
No, that's Dark Angel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so from Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah,
oh.
See?
Oh, okay.
I was right. You guys are jerks.
And Bones.
And Bones?
Yeah, David Bourne.
Yeah,
Borinaz.
Yeah.
I think it's Borinaz.
He was like the bad guy.
Yeah.
I've never seen a single episode.
Isn't he? What is his name?
I know. I'm going to get sick.
David Borinaz.
Yeah, Spike.
Spike?
But, well, I don't know if he was Spike. I know there was Spike.
I'll look it up.
It's his birthday today.
He 41.
Is 40, man! 43.
He's 44.
Oh, man! I was gonna say 44. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Was that? No, he wasn't Spike. He was Angel. Angel. We're dumb. We are so dumb.
He was the Angel.
He was. His name was Angel.
His name was Angel in Buffy and Angel.
Never saw it. Sorry.
An angel.
He's an angel that loves Buffy, but Buffy's like, get away from me. And then,
oh my gosh, you're ruining everything.
I never seen it.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Yes.
Don't waste another minute
on your crying. From Growing Pains.
Come on, Growing Pains. Alan Thicke.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage was not on Growing Pains.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
I was going to say, it's not Leo. I thought you knew when Leo's birthday is.
No, I don't.
You know, everyone from Growing Pains. No, it's not Kurt. It's not Kurt's birthday.
Kirk.
Cameron.
It's not Alan Thicke's birthday?
It is Tracy Gold's birthday.
I haven't heard this since I was like 9 years old. And I still know the words. Is that weird? We got each other. Okay. Tracy Gold is 37 years old. No, wait. That's too young.
Who did she play?
42.
Who did she play?
Kirk's sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
42.
Yeah, 46.
Didn't two of the Gold sisters, or was the other sister on something else?
I know. Okay. I didn't know there were sisters.
Yeah, Tracy Gold's sister was on some other sitcom, I think.
46.
I said 42, right?
44.
Oh, learning
guys are
to work
so bad
together.
At this.
It's the Olympics birthday.
No.
It's that swimmer dude's
Michael Phelps.
Birthday.
Okay, this Olympic gymnast was also known as...
all of their names.
I don't know, the...
Was it the girl something that did the
Kristen
crazy stuff?
Stewart.
No.
1972 gold medal.
Oh, yeah, no idea.
The chick with short hair.
Oh, the girl that...
Russian.
The Russian. Is this the girl that got her...
She was Russian.
It was
Russian.
She was
Russian? Vladimir Putin.
Olga Korbut.
Real mature.
Oh, yeah, Olga.
Olga.
Olga. Good old
Listen, in 1988, she was the first gymnast to be included into the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame.
So in 1972, she was in the Olympics. So that means she had to have been in her teens probably in 1972. Thinking. So that means she was probably born in the 50s.
She's 58. She's 56.
She's 57.
She's 58.
Oh, no! I said 58!
Oh, yeah. You had to stick with your first instinct.
I know,
there,
but
buddy.
Then I was like, there's no way she was 18, bro. That's a little old.
It was, well, she had been in previous Olympics.
Man.
Hall of Fame tennis player Gabriella Sabatini.
14. Hall of Famer.
Hall of Fame.
39.
7.
49.
47.
She's 62.
Did you both say 40?
I said 49.
47.
43. Not very pleased with either one of you.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, we only have one audio hint for the inanimate dates thing going on here. All right.
Fine.
All right.
We tied yesterday, too.
Double points if one of us gets the inanimate audio.
Okay. Baseball!
What?
We want to win! I hate tying.
Why is it double points?
Tying is dumb.
You don't need double.
Tying
you just need
is for
one.
Sucks.
Well, should we think of something else for tying?
Tiebreakers? Not today. Yeah. It's already 7. we'll get it together.
All right. Well, I was going to play an audio hint for you.
Go
but
for it.
Do it!
Well, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Oh. No, I can't because I was doing it from a place on the web, and you know, I have to wait for their commercial to finish.
We can wait.
Yeah.
We got time. I mean, hold on. It's just live radio.
Crickets?
Hold on.
Wait. Crickets?
We don't have crickets.
I don't have any crickets.
There you go. Ooh, that's good. There you go.
There you go.
It's good. Crickets. Yeah.
It just sounds like a fork scraping on a plate, though.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Football?
On this date in 1985.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Monday Night Football.
No.
Welcome to the basketball. NFL on NBA.
He's heating up.
He's on fire.
Negative.
On this day in what?
1985.
Michael
1985.
Jordan jumped from the free throw line. And...
Actually, MJ, that would be good because his rookie year, I believe, was 83.
Look at that.
So 1985, you want to go with that?
Sure.
Won his first dunk competition?
Sure.
Okay.
In 1985, this player was named NBA Rookie of the Year.
Oh, so maybe it is Michael Jordan. Yes.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, my gosh. He wins.
What's wrong about the rookie year?
Well, I was kind of...
I thought it was 83.
Okay, I'll take
it. Rookie year. I'm wrong.
So wrong.
85.
Wow. My bad, y'all.
Who was his first dunk? Okay. Either way, I'm wrong.
MJ.
MJ.
There it is.
I hope he lives forever.
You will. Didn't you see Space Jam?
I forgot. Today's Sea Monkey Day.
Oh, Sea Monkey
Ooh.
Day! Ooh. Oh, Sea Monkeys!
It is.
I never had Sea Monkeys. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, what?
And National Barbecue Day. You going to celebrate, Stever?
Aren't they krill or shrimp or something?
I don't know.
I always saw them at the store, and they looked way cooler on the packaging because it was like, whoa, they look like little animated monkeys in the sea.
Yeah, but like you get them, and then they take over, and you have to like literally just dump them in your garden and or your lawn and have them die because they take over. They just
really?
Fill. Yeah, it's awful.
What are they?
So I don't know.
Like
but they just keep mating.
Water.
They keep breeding.
Well, yeah, they're monkeys.
No, I think they're shrimp or krill or something. Really?
It's not how it works.
So, okay. No. All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Kicking it old school with Anchor and Braille's first single.
Hey.
I haven't heard that in a while. Okay. I'm excited. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Echoing Green. Song called Let's Go, Static Radio. Good morning!
Hey!
I need to talk about something. No, not Yoshi. Video games!
This game is so fun.
Right?
I love this game.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, and we got our interns with us. You guys are gamers, right? Gamers?
I am.
You're high schoolers. You got to be gamers, right?
Totally.
Actually, I'm not.
I know. I love this. Nico, you actually are the opposite. You are the captain of the soccer team, and you, like, do real things. Caleb has an entire universe built out of little bricks.
Yep.
That he created.
He's, like, running
like
across the
Sims
street, and all of a sudden he goes,
like, a house.
It's his. Yeah. I was at Little League practice with my son last night, and there were a couple parents talking about how they didn't understand the concept of Minecraft because it looked absolutely dreadfully boring. However, they're talking about how their kids just cannot stop playing it.
Yeah, interesting.
Now, Creepy, one of our children here at Static Radio, you are one of those people.
Yes.
I thought we talked about
some
things.
I can stop playing it.
You can.
I don't remember the last time I even played it.
That's what they all say.
That's true. That's true. I did say that when I totally couldn't before.
I can stop anytime I want to. I just don't choose to stop playing video games right now.
Yeah.
A friend of mine sent me an article yesterday to poke fun at me because I used to play a game called World of Warcraft. Kind of sad to admit that. But one researcher was taking a look at the 11 million or so registered users for the online role-playing game, World of Warcraft. They've actually lost about 1.3 million users this year. However, there's still quite a bit of people. This is just World of Warcraft. But this analyst said that the World of Warcraft users collectively have spent as much time playing the game since its introduction in 2004 as humanity spent evolving as a species. About 50 billion hours of game time.
That's sickening.
Which, according to this analyst, adds up to about 5.9 million years worth of gaming time.
What a waste of life.
5.9 million years
We spend all this time.
Has been spent. This is on one video game.
Okay,
one.
So you said you played like World of Warcraft
I
for
did.
5 years.
I really did.
So how, like, if you took all the time from your day that you spent on that, like,
yeah.
if you combined all the hours, do you think it would add up? Probably not to like a full year. That's, well, I don't know. What
actually,
do you think?
It logs it for you.
If I believe.
Oh, are you being serious? Oh my gosh.
So you can hit like, yeah.
What was it when you left?
I don't remember.
When you turned your back.
It's been some.
What if I log in right
put
now?
Put some hours. I've put some hours into it.
Can I log in right now?
It's like 3 years, isn't it?
It's unreal. It's unreal. I don't remember how much time has been spent.
Do you remember your login or whatever? I don't know.
Oh,
how it works.
Yeah.
Do I have to download it on my computer? I don't know.
Yeah, you
have
to have like a subscription. It's ridiculous.
It costs money.
It costs money. So
every month.
Ouch.
But yeah, phone lines are open. We thought we'd go open for them with this one. 505-338-3700. Thought we'd talk a little bit about video games. We got to take a quick peek at traffic, but the vice president. Jumping in on a topic yesterday about video games, and we'll get to his comments here in just a second.
There is construction work on Osuna and Jefferson down to one lane over there.
It's
as well
ridiculous.
As it is crazy.
It's
stupid.
Terrible.
It's awful.
It's unreal.
It's the worst.
It makes me want to get a hoverboard and float to work.
That does, this doesn't exist. Like,
yeah, but
real.
If they did, I'd have one.
Yep, I'm sure you would. There is also construction work on Unser and I-40, and two lanes are closed. Candelaria between I-25, University, and Carlisle. There's also crazy load of construction work all over Unser, so just stay away from there. Right lane is closed, Rio Grande Boulevard at Candelaria, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now!
If I believed in evolution, I would be so angry at what we've accomplished.
Yeah, or not accomplished thanks to video games like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Now, the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden jumped in on a topic yesterday because Franklin Graham. We know Franklin Graham. Billy Graham's kiddo.
Yep.
I'm sure he doesn't like being called kiddo.
No.
He's a grown man
He's
at this point.
Like,
he has
in
his own things going on.
60s.
He was at a gun legislation strategy meeting held at the White House. And Reverend Franklin Graham, he attended the meeting alongside 19 other religious representatives, put forth an idea that violent video games should be taxed.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Attendees at the meeting said that Joe Biden was there, and he responded favorably to Reverend Franklin Graham's idea, going so far as to say there would be no restriction on the ability to do that. There's no legal reason why they could not tax violent video games. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. So the question is, is this a good idea, bad
hey,
idea?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Since you're a video gamer, do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, Franklin Graham said that proceeds of the tax would go toward victims of gun violence and their families.
But,
well, I think it's a good idea or a bad idea. I used to be a store manager of a GameStop, and when I was there, GTA 3 was the big one, Grand Theft Auto 3. That was one of the bigger games when I was working there. And I can remember times where parents would come in to buy it, and they'd have their child next to them who clearly looked like he was about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, ma'am or sir, in this video game, the object is to steal cars, kill people, hire prostitutes, and, you know, I would try and
so
make
like Grand Theft Auto?
Just everything. That's what, yeah, GTA 3.
Oh, okay.
Back
yeah.
to, that's not, what not this game is about. Are you sure you want your child to have this?
Ooh.
And the parents would say, yes. I'm trying to remember if there was ever a time where I was able to not talk a parent out of getting a game for a kid that was like 12 years old. But it seemed like the parents just didn't care. Yeah, it's just video games. Nah, it's okay. Well, do I think that video games are at fault for some of the crazy things we've seen? No,
okay,
I don't.
That's what gets me, because it says it was suggested by Graham that proceeds of the tax would go towards victims of gun violence and their families. So that's like them saying, well, because this is inevitably going to kill people, we'll go ahead and just give them some money
from the
proceeds.
Yeah, I understand the idea. I'm not necessarily quote-unquote against it, because maybe it would deter some parents from letting their, like, 12-year-old play the game. Because I don't think violent video games are responsible. I think the human being is responsible for their own actions. Mm-hmm. However, things can be influential. They can cause you to
think
about something
do.
In a way that, yeah, with all things. Yeah, I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Reverend Franklin Graham has said, let's put a tax on violent video games. The vice president has already stepped up and said, yeah, this is a good idea. Now, Geek.com noted that this is nothing new. The Obama administration has funded research into the effects of violent video games on young people. Apparently, this is a common theme. Here's the thing, though. As I was looking at this research, one of the stories I found online was saying that millions of dollars has been poured into this research on whether or not violent video games have effects on developing minds. And we're talking about taxing video games. What if, call me crazy, what if instead of spending millions of dollars on this research to discover whether or not video games have an effect on young minds, they use these millions of dollars for the victims of the gun violence?
That sounds like good. Yes. Because
you'd probably get more money out of it that way than taxing
totally
violent
true.
Video games.
Okay, that sounds like
a
good idea. And also the fact that these people have been researching for years and apparently haven't come up with any conclusion.
Right.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
tax dollars.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got some May for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
What?
Yep.
Hey.
7:39 now. Happy Thursday, y'all.
What's up?
Hey, keep our dear friends the Schroffs in your prayers.
That's right.
Charge of the, well, part of the Aspen Project. Project Zoe. Do a lot of cool things. Normally come in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Some stuff came up. They do have like 19 kids.
Oh, they do.
So, yeah. I love them.
That's not even a joke.
That's... Thank you.
Sorry,
yeah. So pray for them. They will not be making their way in this morning.
Totes.
But hey, I wanted to throw this out there. We posted this question on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I found this story. Apparently a dude named Kevin found a foreign object in his bag of chips and didn't want anything from it. Wasn't trying to sue. Didn't want to get a freebie out of it. He just wanted to let the company know, but he couldn't find an email address. He couldn't find a way to contact them. So he messaged the company using Facebook and didn't plan to hear back from, anybody important. However, the company vice president contacted him. They replaced his chips about 1,000 times over.
Whoa.
Yeah. Check this out. He says he didn't even get a picture before throwing the item away, but he described it on Facebook as a little like a black twisty tie, but more round in cross-section, thicker, and a vaguely textured surface, not life-threatening. Thank you. But you, anyway. 3 days after the message to this chip company, he received 3 bags of chips via FedEx. 2 days later, 2 large bags of replacement chips. The next day, 4 more bags of different chips. And the chip company rewarded him with a 3-month membership to their Chip of the Month Club, in which he's now going to be receiving chips from this company every month.
Wow!
Right?
That's so cool.
They went above and beyond.
They really did.
I didn't say the name of the chip company on purpose because we're non-commercial.
Which means we can't say that things are awesome.
We don't necessarily want to highlight a specific business to say, hey, McDonald's is amazing. This is what they did. Here's what we want to do. You ever know those times where you ever have bad service or a faulty product or something happens and it breaks down or the food's wrong or whatever? So our question is, what's the coolest thing a company has ever done for you? I actually have to think about this one.
I just said that I had a $300 phone bill. A $300 phone bill.
Yeah.
And company. I didn't. The company was like, yeah, sorry, you're going to have to pay that. I'm like, but I don't have internet on my phone, so I don't understand why you're charging me for internet when I wasn't even on the internet on my phone, because it's not possible, because it's a flip phone. Like, I barely have
T9. Right.
And
they reversed it.
And they...
T9.
They reversed it, and then they also gave me $50 just to, like, save some cash for the next month.
Man, I wish cool stuff like that happened to me.
Yeah.
Okay, there was one time. I was at dinner with some friends. My wife and I, we were on like a double date kind of thing. Post-concert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the name of the place.
Okay.
We got our, you know, they had those like pints, like glass pint looking things, you know, for all their drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Got a drink, and there was four of us at the table, and... you know, drinking. All right, cool. Eating my food. Drinking some more water.
Uh-huh.
I drink a lot of water when I'm at restaurants, by the way.
Yeah?
Like, a lot. I don't know why. It's the only time I have to get my water fixed in. So I feel like, well, they're giving me free water. I got to refill it 17 times. So I get to the bottom, you know, like the ice. And I go like, and all of a sudden this ring hits me in the face.
A ring?
Well... it's a certain kind of ring. You see, it was the bottom of someone else's glass that had broken off into my glass.
Oh, no. And you were drinking out of that the entire time.
I drank the entire... all of a sudden, I'm like... and there's like a sliver of glass in my tongue that I have to pull out. And I realize, oh, cool. I've just ingested a bunch of glass. So the friend I was with was like, hey, man, that's not cool. And so...
is that Steven?
Yes. So so we go back up there because all of a sudden I look in his wife's glass, the bottom of her glass was broken up. So apparently they like stacked him and I guess...
well, how is the liquid staying? Oh, because it's like double wall?
Because the base is like... no, the base is like super thick and just the bottom, it was like...
oh, okay.
The bottom of her cup! Her glass... bottom was in mine and I just drank it.
Oh my gosh.
So we go back up there and it's like, I don't like being a jerk, but it's like, I just ingested glass.
Right.
So I went back up there and I'm like, hey, I don't know if you guys normally serve glass, but the bottom of my cup, there was glass, and the guy like freaks out.
Oh, totally.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
No. He doesn't ask that.
Aww,
he doesn't ask that.
Fail.
He says, can I get your information? And like, maybe I could have a manager call you.
Oh my gosh, call?
And my friend, who shall remain nameless.
Steven.
Like, hey. He was not happy. And it turned into like a, no, well, what are you going to do now? And I was like, well, no, you know, because I don't like being that guy. But on the flip side, it's like, I just ingested glass.
Right.
So I should probably do something about this. They didn't comp anything. They didn't give us our money back for anything. They just offered to give me another glass with more drink in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
To help digest
the
glass.
To help digest the glass. Yeah, nothing. Nothing. And then I read these stories, and it's like, this guy got free chips for a year.
Okay.
Another dude, I just found a story about a customer who is suing this like bar because these are scary stories. Kids, this is why nobody ever needs to drink, okay? Because I just found a story about a dude who was drinking like at a pub or something and took a sip of his beer and then all of a sudden freaked out because his throat started to hurt and felt like something was wrong. Realized that the chemicals that they used to like clean out the keg, they hadn't completely washed out, and now he's got burns in his esophagus.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so what do you do there?
You cry.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't at a bar. It was at Red Lobster.
Oh no.
I mean, Ted Frobster. He was in Dallas on a business trip, Justin Grog, when he and a colleague went out to sample some Red Lobster. He ordered a Budweiser, and it says it took him all of 2 seconds to realize that the burning sensation in his throat, esophagus, and stomach was something more than the tingle of carbonation. Rushed to the hospital, treated for inflammation and ulceration of his esophagus and pharynx. The pain eventually subsided, but doctors told him his future would likely be plagued by infections, acid reflux, and difficulty swallowing for the rest of his life.
Oh my gosh.
He, of course, filed a lawsuit later in the week. This week he filed a lawsuit saying the restaurant used the lye-like cleaning agent to disinfect the Budweiser keg that morning but had failed to properly rinse the container before refilling it with the beer that he would later drink. And now,
drinking bad, okay?
So after bad service or a faulty product, what's the coolest thing that's happened? Because we've heard all these gnarly stories and people suing. I didn't get anything out of eating glass at this pizza place. I mean, pizza lace. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Steven, I cannot believe that you did not get something for that.
I got nothing. Nothing. They took my phone number and my name and said, oh, I guess we can have a manager call you. What to do. Never called. And so I went back.
Follow up.
We went back about a month later because I was like, terrified to ever eat again.
Yeah.
And we went back like a month later and they didn't even have my information. So I was like, you know what? But at that point,
it's been a month.
It's been a month, dude. Mm-hmm. What can you do? So, nothing.
That's crazy, though. I went to a restaurant here in town that shall remain nameless. And I ordered a hamburger once. And thank God I am a horribly picky eater. I open my hamburgers and stuff when I get them and I double check that, what I told you to leave off is off and that kind of
stuff.
Right. They had, burned on a piece of the wax paper that comes between the patties to divide them. And I took it off. I cut off that little bit of the hamburger and I wasn't big fussed about it. But I did ask, can I see a manager? And manager came over and I showed him. I said, just so you know, just double check that nobody else is getting these.
Yeah.
Was there anything I can do? I was like, I'm fine. Just double check and make sure. He comped my meal and he brought me back a $50 gift card.
Yay!
Wow.
That is amazing.
So
I love your
story.
You
went, but you got so good, but.
I got to be honest. It was late at night. It was I don't want to say where, actually. It was downtown. It was post Amberlin show. Mm-hmm. They had just played, and we went across the way to eat.
Uh-huh.
And and so it was like late. The store manager wasn't there or anything like that. And I'm telling you, they just were really kind of not incompetent, but totally incompetent.
Right.
But what sucks about it is it's one of my favorite places to eat in town. And so it's hard because I've been back a couple times since then, but I'm always very careful.
You can't harbor bitterness like that.
I'm not harboring it. I still go back and eat there. I'm just terrified.
Yeah, you need to talk to
them about
it.
As much as I love their pizza, I don't love eating glass. So, Yeah. I'm glad it worked out for you, though.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right.
You just like
$50 gift card.
Word vomited on her.
After bad service, what's the coolest thing anybody's ever done for you? Static.
Dudes.
Hey.
So here's the thing. Nothing bad really happened to me in this particular instance, but I think it's a really cool story along those lines.
Okay.
So basically, money gets tight. I'm a dad. I work hard, but it's one of those, 2 days before payday, and you're scraping by on change.
Right.
And so it's like Sunday morning. We head down to get some stuff from Smith. Rhymes with Myths. And anyway, so I walk in and totally unexpectedly they're having like customer appreciation day.
What?
And these dudes are like, they give me these tickets. Well, they call both of the numbers. I'm only supposed to get one, but they give me two for whatever reason. And they call both the numbers when I'm walking around the store. And so they give me like a huge bag of apples and like some free bacon. And it was just like, I looked up and I'm like, Jesus, thank you so much. Dude, this little thing made such a huge difference to that. And I really appreciate those dudes doing that.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so there's my story, dude.
There you go. Woo! Right on, sure. Right. That reminds me, I do have a good story
with
a good ending.
Okay.
Because he mentioned being broke and being like a dad. And we have like a, say, twice a month routine where we go to the place. Mm-hmm. There's one place in particular that is the place. Especially if you have boys, it's the place. It's the greatest place in the universe. I won't say that the place. They serve wings.
Okay.
So I called in ahead and was like, hey, wings. We want this many wings, but our boys don't necessarily like the bones, so we have to get boneless, right? So I ordered all these bones, you know, like 20 mild and, you know, all these. But we can't go there regularly because it's, dude, it's wicked expensive unless you go on like one of those like specialty days or whatever.
Like today's specialty day.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're going! So anyways, so I show up. It's been a long, crazy day. It's obviously slammed because that's when we go is on those special days. So everybody wants to go because the wings are like crazy cheap. And so I go and then they always pop them open to show you like, okay, you ordered 20 mild and the, you know, and then they pop them open and they were all bone in.
You're like, no.
And I was like, okay, I got little dudes and I ordered boneless and I made sure I said it twice. I'm so sorry. And they were like, oh no, 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 no. Okay, dude, they rushed out the second order. They got me all of the bone, all the boneless, out to us immediately. And on top of it was like, you know what? Just take it all. So I got like double dinner, right? Not only did we get like all of the like boneless, but then the manager came out. We're so sorry. Cause we go there not regularly, but enough to where it was like, hey,
we know you.
We know you. I'm like, yeah, cool. You're welcome. Putting your kid to college. So they gave us all the boneless and they let us keep all the bone in. And we had like, we just took the bone in and stuck it in the fridge, and that was my lunch for like the next 3 days.
That's amazing. Didn't share it.
I didn't share. I tried. I put it on Instagram.
I know.
And I even tried to get people to come over, but you're like, oh, we just made spaghetti.
And I was like, oh, you live at the other side of the world.
Yeah.
That's
we tried.
What it was.
So don't say we didn't share. We tried to share. You're just lazy. Static.
Hey, guys. So I have an interesting twist to the story about places, you know, things happening at restaurants.
Okay. So
I used to work in this pizza place. And the name shall remain anonymous.
Okay.
But anyway, so when we used to mess up on orders or the orders were late, we'd give them a free coupon. And so, you know, we'd like try to like keep our customers happy that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one time, we had this huge bike race in town. And all of these like extremely hot guys come in. It's my first job. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Trying to be impressive, you know. So what do? I drop their food.
Oh!
On their lap. And like, I was so embarrassed. I go back and I'm just like, bawling. Okay, I'm like, and then, so I had my boss take out the pizza because I just couldn't go out there. Well, they wouldn't leave until I went back out there. And I was like, crap. So I go back out there and all they wanted to know is if I was okay because I burned my hand on the pizza pan.
Wow.
And so my boss comped them, right? He like totally didn't make them pay for it. Well, they gave me a tip that was the same amount as the ticket.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this couldn't get worse. So then 3 days later, at the end of the race, they came back. And the whole time, they're just like, whoa, there. And it was like, it was the most embarrassing thing ever. But it was the coolest thing because they weren't like crazy mad or anything.
Right.
They were more concerned about me than they were about their food.
That's pretty awesome. So, I like that.
It was pretty awesome.
Good story.
Yes. Thank you.
Glad you're okay.
You too.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I kind of feel like it's all about attitude.
Yeah.
The way it's presented. But then on the flip side, like I said, I was kind of passive about it when I ingested glass at this pizza joint.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, okay, what? I could get you another drink. Like, do you want a different cup? Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Yes, I want a different cup. There's glass in this one.
I know we have to take a break, but I also ingested glass in... I will tell you after this.
All right. We got to talk about it. The
same
phone
kind
lines,
of story.
Yeah. Phone line's still open. 505-338-3700. You can also hit us up on Facebook if the phone lines are jammed. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us your story after bad service or maybe a faulty product. What's the coolest thing a company ever did for you? How did they hook you up? How did they remedy the situation? Right back. We got more of your stories. Also some Milo Green. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Guess what that song's called?
Sons and Daughters.
Good guess.
Thanks.
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. The band is called Same State. Welcome our interns into the show.
Hey.
You guys, this is your last hour.
Yeah. Nico and Caleb.
Man.
Saying adios. Venturing out into the real world.
Into the wild.
Yep. Nico's going to... school.
Caleb's going to near school. Like, he's going to be around that area.
Yeah.
Close to school. So, we were talking about bad service.
Yes.
Faulty products.
Uh-huh.
Companies that have, well, hooked you up.
Yes.
What's the coolest thing that's ever happened to you, you know, in the face of bad service or a faulty product? We found a couple stories online, actually. A couple different stories, a couple different turnouts. Justin Grog, he was on a business trip last week in the Dallas area. They went out to a Red Lobster, ordered a beer. Says it only took him a second for him to realize that the burning sensation in his throat, esophagus, and stomach was something more than the tingle of carbonation. He was rushed to the hospital where he was treated for inflammation and ulceration of his esophagus and pharynx. That sounds magical. The pain eventually subsided, but doctors told him his future would likely be plagued by infections, acid reflux, and difficulty swallowing. The burning was caused by a mouthful of potassium hydroxide. Yeah. Apparently, a lawsuit which he filed last week, the restaurant used the lye-like cleaning agent to disinfect a Budweiser keg that morning, but failed to properly rinse the container before refilling it with beer. The beer that he would later drink. So, yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't work out well for him. He is now suing. But we found another guy who actually spawned this conversation. Named Kevin found a foreign object in his bag of chips. So he Facebooked the company just to say, hey, found this little black twisty tie looking thing. But round in the cross section, thicker, vaguely textured surface. Not life-threatening, but you.
Yeah.
Well, the VP of the company sent him a message, and then they replaced his bag 12 times over. He received 3 bags of chip via FedEx the next day. 2 days later, he received 2 larger bags. And then the day after that, he received 4 more bags. And the company also rewarded him with a 3-month membership for their Chip of the Month Club.
Woo!
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So the question is, after bad service, what's the coolest thing a company's ever done for you? Now, you don't have to go off and talk about how the company's the greatest company in the world, because we're non-com.
Yes, we can't talk.
So you can't, but yeah. Static.
Hey, guys, it's Sunny calling.
Hey, Sunny.
I have a good news and then a bad news story.
Oh, we want to hear it.
So the bad news one is we went to a place that's a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
The Me of Me's.
Okay.
And I had a roach in my green beans.
No. Stop there. Oh, my gosh.
And
she's,
it like,
was terrified
alive.
Of them. It was alive?
It was alive.
No.
I cannot tell you that one of my least favorite bugs in the whole wide world is roaches. We had taken my mom there for her birthday. And my mom also had a roach.
Oh my gosh.
Her food.
Oh my gosh.
Was that one living?
Is that place still open or shut down?
Is that Poncho's?
It's open.
Stop.
It's open. It's near the Century Rio.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't
what does
know.
It rhyme with?
Well, he gave you a clue of what it was.
She said the Me and Me's.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And my mom had a headless roach in her food.
No.
Was
no,
that
no,
one
no.
still alive?
We can totally stop. We can totally not do this.
There's like a little partition between our table and the next table. There was a live roach crawling across the partition.
How is that place still open?
Okay, so we were freaking out.
Right.
So it was me, my sister, and my mom. My sister had no roaches. She was freaking out.
That's
she started
good.
Screaming.
Yeah, I would have too.
She was freaking out. So the manager came over and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So he's like, well, I'm going to comp your meal for free and here's some coupons.
No!
So you can come back again.
No!
Oh, yeah.
No!
Come on, why not? It's free food.
Oh my gosh.
So free food?
We ran extra out of there protein. As fast as we could and we've never gone back again.
You didn't want to go back and use the free coupons? Come on.
I know, right?
I got coupons.
The good news story is, I do volunteer work for the National Guard Family Services. And so whenever the troops come back, we put on this like special thing called the yellow ribbon where they're reunited with their families. And I put together these little goodie baskets for them. So I go around to different places to see if they'll give me some goodies for free. And I went to the Wall of Green and I told them all these little goodies that I wanted. And one of the things on the list was chocolate. Well, this one manager in Edgewood said, oh, you need chocolate? I've got chocolate. And so he gave me a bunch of chocolate. And then what I didn't know is he called all the other stores and told them that I needed chocolate. So I started getting phone calls from all the other Walgreens, all the other stores. And for now, this has been going on for about a year. I get phone calls every single week.
Wow.
From those stores, and they're donating chocolate. So it's awesome because at Halloween, we have tons of chocolate.
That's so
we're
cool.
able to use them for the kids of the troops.
That's really
amazing.
Cool. I like that. That's
I know,
a good story.
It's so awesome. And then if we have, you know, an event come up, we have plenty of chocolate for whatever we need it for.
There you go.
When there's no events going on, we send care packages to the troops overseas or in Iraq or Iran or wherever they're at. And they just kept the ball rolling.
That's
so
cool.
If you're at one of those drugstores, you'll see a little sign that says candy for the troops.
That's cool.
And the customers buy a candy bar and stick it in the box. And I'm not talking a little bag of candy. They are giving me huge boxes.
Wow.
That's cool.
Candy.
Right
so,
on. Well, thanks for the call, Sonny.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I like
so
the second
one.
I like the second story way better. So,
yeah.
If you want to eat, like, I don't know what that show is where they make you eat gross stuff.
Yeah.
You can go to that one restaurant that's by
Fear
there
Factor.
You go. There you go. Right on. There
that's
you go.
That's disgusting.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I'll love you long after you're gone.
Philip Phillips.
Gone.
Static Radio. That dude, rocking a pretty rad tour with John Mayer.
And making his way to the 505.
I know.
You excited?
Me and my favorite co-host are going.
Sweet.
Double date.
Yeah, you and Nate.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going. That sounds awful.
Well, I did say favorite co-host, didn't I? That sounds awful? What is wrong with you?
I'm not a fan of John Mayer at all.
Wow.
At all. I was about to make a Bodies of Wonderland joke, and I just am over it already.
Okay.
So.
All right. Sweet. Blech. Wow. All right. So, Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Thankfully, the interns are here to hang out as well, because I just learned that Mitch has no, I don't know.
Don't even act like John Mayer's.
He has good music. It's
he's
just
got great
I heard.
Music.
I heard that like live though he makes weird faces.
See, that's why I'm not going because of his weird faces.
Because of his weird live facial expressions.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, we've been talking about this dude named Kevin who found a foreign object in his bag of chips. And he says he wasn't after a freebie or to sue for pain and suffering or anything. He just wanted to let the company know he found this little black twisty tie-like thing. Non-life-threatening, but he just thought it was gross. So he Facebooked the chip company and heard back from the company vice president. They also sent him 3 bags of chip via FedEx a couple days later. 2 days after that, 2 large bags of replacement chips. The next day, 4 more bags of different chips. And they also rewarded him with a 3-month membership to their Chip of the Month Club. I don't even know what that means.
Wow.
But the question is, after bad service or, you know, maybe getting a faulty product, what's the coolest thing a company's ever done for you? We got a lot of comments to get to on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Jacqueline says, Disney store sent me a doll in a messed up box. It was a collector's item, so I asked if they could send me a new box or a new one, and I would send back the doll. They sent me a whole new one and had me keep the other doll, too.
No way.
So she got to...
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Travo says, I bought a MacBook Pro from a guy on Craigslist, not knowing much about Mac. I didn't look it over very well. Got it home, and it had lots of issues. Screen had bright spots, and the display would flicker. Took it to an Apple store and told the guy what was going on, and he said they would take care of it. I asked what it was going to cost. He gave me the runaround and asked for a return address. They replaced the entire flip-up display and logic board and keyboard and overnighted back to me. Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It was out of warranty about a year so before I bought it. And so, great service.
That's nicely done.
Yeah.
All right.
Catherine says, I bought the Chronicles of Narnia radio theater collection from Focus on the Family and discovered that the silver chair was a stellar collection.
Can I just say that? Sorry. Go ahead.
They discovered that the silver chair was messed up. I sent word to Focus on the Family telling them about the bad tape and said I was going to buy a new one, and I wasn't expecting anything from them, that I just thought they should know. A week later, I received a lovely thank you note from the director of the radio theater and replacement copy of the silver chair.
Nice.
Yes.
That's cool. You know what's not cool?
Huh?
Pastor Jarrett canceling at 8:30.
Yeah, call him. Call him now. You can call him on the phone.
We should.
Yeah, that's not even a joke.
We should call him right now.
And act like you didn't see that he canceled and be like, we're so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, final day of the interns being here.
Let's hope he's not listening.
Final day. Thirty minutes.
No, put your boss pants on.
Okay.
Your radio boss pants.
What I'm doing.
Hey, what's up, man?
No!
I know,
you're
dude.
You're live on the air, by the way. Just so you know. No cussing, Pastor.
I know.
Even though we want to cuss at you. Just kidding. I don't want to cuss at you.
Okay, good. Because he's, you know, he's a really
pastor.
Sweet guy.
Yeah.
He's a pastor. Yeah. You'll get fired. So.
But I'm thinking it, at least.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. Well.
I know,
whoa,
dude.
What happened to your boss pants?
No, this is unacceptable.
I know. And you know what? I was leaving right now to come down there. And
man.
Now I'm getting my truck to go to Santa Fe.
Verbal warning. Next time we'll have to do an official
written
write-up. And then the third time, we just have to let
you laughing.
Go.
He's laughing. He's laughing as if you're joking.
There are plenty of theologically sound pastors in the Albuquerque area who would love to have a segment on the morning show.
I know, dude.
People are lined up.
Is that good enough, Mitch?
People are lined up for this job.
Yeah.
And we and you know what? All those people were lined up before you got here, but we thought that you were the right.
We thought Jarrett, he's got integrity, and he knows the word, and so.
Yeah, integrity was the word we used when we thought of you, too.
And now.
Integrity.
Hey, thanks for calling ahead of time and letting us know you're not going to be here.
30 minutes
ahead
of time.
Yeah, I know, like 10 minutes before. Dude, I am so sorry.
It's okay. I remember one time I faked a broken arm so that I could go see Naughty by Nature and the Notorious B.I.G. in concert. I was working at Dion's at the time.
What's a good gift to bring, man? I am so sorry, dude.
Good gift. What can he bring us?
Okay, he brought us Tic Tacs once, but that was kind of rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been eyeing this new Apple TV thing.
That's true.
But that doesn't benefit me at all.
It really doesn't, because,
Well, you can
cares?
Watch it.
Co-host. You know what I mean? So
I can't watch it because I'm never over there. He lives on the opposite side of the world.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
This is why only my real friends come over, and I'm starting a list, and I know who my real friends are, because they're the ones that will actually
take the drive. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So
interesting.
All right, Pastor Jarrett, we love you. We're sorry you're not going to be here this morning.
All right, man.
Have
I love you guys,
day.
Man.
All right,
talk
love
to
you too.
Soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Pastor Jarrett Petro.
That was Theology Thursday.
That was your Theology Thursday tidbit this morning. We
about
still have
integrity.
Some great stories coming up in the 9 o'clock hour that we will get to. We will talk about. But speaking of integrity, we're talking about companies that have gone above and beyond when they totally screwed something up.
Yes. So you're talking about how you pretty much ingested glass.
Oh, not pretty much. I did.
You did.
I ingested glass. Yeah.
So you're taking a drink, and then it turns out that the bottom of somebody's cup was at the bottom of your cup.
The bottom of mine, yeah. The rim on the bottom.
Glass.
Mm-hmm.
So about 2 years ago, we decided that we were going to go to a place where the foods are whole.
Uh-huh.
And we got pre-made mashed potatoes. And
weird.
I know. I've never done that before, and I haven't done it since, and you'll find out why. So I heat up the mashed potatoes because they're not heated up, and I start eating them, and we're all standing in a circle talking to each other like it's a big family ordeal, and we're talking to each other, and I'm like laughing at something. I put a huge scoop of mashed potatoes in my mouth, and I chew down, and it comes to an abrupt stop, and I freak out, but I can't tell anybody that I'm freaking out because there is glass in my mouth that was just in the mashed potatoes. And it's covered in mashed potatoes, so you can't see that there's glass in my mashed potatoes. And I'm freaking out, and no one's paying attention to me because they're all laughing at something else, and it's more important, apparently.
Of course.
So they finally see me when I'm spitting out. Like, I'm not really spitting. I'm just opening my mouth and letting mashed potatoes fall out. I can't move.
At least it was, padded by mashed potatoes.
No. Oh, because mashed potatoes have so much padding. It cuts right through.
My drink had, ice in it, so I couldn't differentiate between glass and ice, and I was chewing on it. Okay? Okay? Yeah. You had mashed potatoes padding your glass.
No, because it was fake potatoes. They weren't even real mashed. Yeah, yeah, there's no...
Okay. Even if it was real mashed potatoes, it's not padding.
I know.
Fine.
They are mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes coat your stomach.
Can you, inject mashed potatoes?
I don't know.
See?
Okay, fine. So anyways.
There's no padding. So basically what happened was something broke while they're making the mashed potatoes, and that glass or whatever broke got into the mashed potatoes. And what I got from it? A $25 gift card.
Come on! At least you got a $25 gift card. I got nothing.
Oh, yeah. It could have been my life. It could have taken my life.
I got a, hey, the manager
glass.
Will call you at some point. Never.
Well, it's because, you want to know why? Because we went there and we're like,
I was a sucker.
This was in our mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I did too. And they're like, sorry, the manager's not here right now. Not here right now. Who's running the joint? Okay. Well, I'll take your information. He'll call you back. The first of never. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, no, I still paid for everything.
Oh, my gosh.
No refund.
That's awesome.
They didn't refund anything. They offered to get me another glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, seriously, nothing. Whole lot of nothing. Not even like, dude, we're really sorry. We'll get you an extra slice of pizza. Because that's what we do. We rock pizza.
Yeah. Pizza. Yeah, no. We're a pizza place.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
I wanted to call the police, but I was already there.
Were you in New York?
That was clever. See what I did there? All right, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Moving on. Give us your stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Anne Berlin, Unstable. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey.
Steve and Mitch hanging with the interns.
What's up, guys? Oh.
Final day of the interns hanging with us before you venture off into the real world.
That's what you think. I'm coming back.
Yeah, the doors are locked and you don't have a swipey, so
yeah,
what? You're allowed back,
you can
actually.
Break windows.
Yeah, you're allowed to hang out.
Just kidding.
We'll pay you $0 an hour.
So totally.
It'd be great. It'd be
I'd still do
just
it.
Like now. Just like now, except... Yeah, actually, no, there's no difference.
Yeah, no.
No difference.
Even
speaking
more
of free, we've been talking about this dude, Kevin, who found this freaky object in his bag of chips, decided to Facebook the company, and got hooked up.
Right.
Bunch of free chips. The VP of the company contacted him. He's now in the Chip of the Month Club for free, getting a bunch of chips.
For like 3 months.
So the question asked on Facebook was, after bad service or a faulty product, what's the coolest thing a company ever did for you? And we got a lot of responses, actually.
TJ said he got 2 free Xbox 360 replacements after he got the Ring of Death.
Yeah, okay.
The Red Ring of Death.
Here's the thing, though. Bro, here's my thing, because that, I think I went through 2 or 3 as well.
Oh, okay. So they just send you extra?
Well, they don't send you extra. It's not like you get
they refurbish?
An extra one. They give you another one when yours breaks, but you're without yours for, I don't know how long, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't use it, and a nerdy gamer guy, I'm not okay with that.
Is all your information on that?
Sorry your Xbox broke and you lost all of your saves and everything. We're going to send you another one because we suck.
Do you have that happen to you often?
Allegedly, they fixed the problem that they are not saying was a problem in the first place. So no, the new like slim one that I have has not broken
yet.
But I went through like 3 different Xboxes to a point where I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm done. You can't do this to me and hurt me and then expect me to just come back because you give me another one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is the Xbox a lot better than the PS3? Like, is it because, like, don't you get, like, free online?
With the PS3?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you pay for what you get. You know what I mean? Like, Xbox service that you pay for is obviously got...
It's awesome.
It's way better interaction and stuff like that, but because it's a paid service. So you're
okay,
paying
yeah.
for it, so then they obviously
true,
are
yeah.
able to do things. So I wouldn't say one's necessarily better than the other. They offer different things. You know, hey, one's a Blu-ray player. One offers this kind of games. One offers that kind of game. So I'm not like a fanboy who says, oh, Microsoft, bro, for
yeah,
Evs.
And then it's like all political.
Check out my Xbox 360 tattoo, bro. No, I'm not like that.
Nintendo
I just think
for
they're
Evs.
Different. Yeah, see, I grew up with Nintendo. But I'm, you know... I would never say that, you know, they're rocking stellar products right now. We have the Wii U,
yeah.
but it's like, okay. It's there. My kids love it. They're also 7, and they love, you know,
7 and
dumb
nine.
Cartoons. They yeah. don't know any better.
Oh, my gosh.
I think if I ever got into any game, though, it was like a Nintendo game. Like, yeah. the like Zelda stuff, you know.
There you go.
I
yeah.
like that stuff.
See? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Victor says, I play video games online, and my online ID was hacked, and my money was used, so I called them and told them, and they didn't do anything for like a month, but when they did, they gave me $30 plus what was stolen from my account.
Wow, that's cool.
And
I guess.
Yeah, Jed says he went to GameStop, or the stop of the games.
That has games.
Stop that has games. and he bought a brand new game that was like $65.
Yeah, it's ridiculous these days.
And
he went home, tried it out, didn't like the game, took it back, explained to the guy that helped him that he hated the game. So they gave him back his $65 and told him to pick out another game.
For free.
What? That's ridiculous. Nice. That's never happened to me.
Is it really?
Sorry, once it's opened, it's
$65,
yours.
$65, yeah.
I'm like, dude, $65! I just paid $65 for this game and it's terrible.
Like, they're over $50
well, maybe,
now.
Maybe $65, it's so bad.
$59.99.
Like, yeah, it is a bad game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that never happened. So good job. That's cool. Great, great job there, Jed.
Like I heard that while the movie Avatar was out by M. Night Shyamalan.
Last Airbender.
Yeah. That one. While that was happening, apparently the ticket people were just like sitting there handing money back. They were just like ready with dollars right there.
Totally.
My children that I was just talking about who don't know any better, they enjoyed that movie. Oh, well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We can put the brakes on this conversation.
Totally.
It's been good. It's been fun. But we will move on. We got some topics coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, including Brett Favre, as Coops called it.
Yeah. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Yeah, it's Brett Favre.
Spelled it wrong.
Brett Favre.
I don't understand.
Back in the spotlight.
I don't understand why the R is pronounced before the V when it's after the R, when it's after the V.
Okay. Whatever, Michelle.
It's a typo.
Michelle.
Yeah,
it's pronounced,
spelt Michelle.
No, it's not.
M-I-C-H.
Well, it's actually pronounced like Michelle.
Like church, or check,
Michelle.
Or
Michelle.
Cholo.
Michelle.
Because double L's.
Michelle. It's not sh. That'd be M-I-S-H.
Double L's.
Just saying. We're going to stop making fun of you now and take a quick break. Coming back, the 9 o'clock hour, and more of the interns, the final hour. This is it. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Red jumpsuit apparatus. Remember me. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is Thursday, 9:22 now. And we are about half an hour away from
the end.
Saying adios to our interns.
Aw.
We'll miss you guys.
It's so sad.
It just happened so fast, I can't even remember, like, the times that we had together. It was so fast.
Wow.
It's even more sad.
I know, it's terrible. Really?
Right. I need, like, a whole nother week.
That one time that we watched YouTube videos for, like, half an hour.
that was good.
Remember that one time when the morning show was over and we made him take all the clothes to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission?
I don't remember that yet because that's yet to happen.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet. That's our last task today.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Drive here. Drop this off.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Cool. But then you guys are finished. What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
I know, now that you're not here.
Nico, you are going to be going to college.
Yes, sir.
Doing some things. You will be receiving your diploma next week. And what are you going to do this summer?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, we got a mission trip in Ecuador. That's
going
to be awesome.
You're both going there?
Yep.
Do you guys know what you're doing yet in Ecuador?
Like, not, things change.
He's never been there before, but I was there last year.
Okay. Well, I was there.
Yeah.
So seasoned Ecuadorian tourist.
Ecuadorian.
It's just Spanish.
What do you guys have planned? What do you guys have planned for the summer in Ecuador?
It's not just Spanish. Spanish is the beautiful language, sir.
Spanish is...
It's the language of love.
Oh. I thought you were saying it's not just
is that
Spanish in Ecuador.
Latin.
Which is true. There are other languages.
I don't know. You might be
there
right
are
Spanish.
Other languages. See?
Yeah, in Ecuador, I mean.
It's Latin.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Portuguese.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, in Ecuador, what do you guys have planned?
Well, I'm going to the same place I did last year, which is a really heavily jungled area.
Mm-hmm.
And
jungled.
Jungled, sure. There are giant moths there.
Of course.
Like, huge giant moths. One time we saw this giant, you know those, like, leaf bug things?
Yeah.
You got, like, the wings that look like leaf bugs?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, I'm tired. we saw one that was maybe about this big.
Uh-huh.
That was, like, freaking huge, and a little kid just, like, brought it up to us. That was fun.
Wow.
Cool. But I think what we're going to do is just more construction work like we did last year. I really don't know. Okay. Maybe moving rocks.
And, of course,
and
you're going to celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
Navidad, it's Christmas time over there because it's on the other half of the world, and so everything's backwards. Yeah. So it's kind of crazy because it's summer here.
No, because Ecuador isn't past the equator, is it?
It's on the equator.
So it's the same.
No, I researched. I know. It's December there right now, which is crazy. It's going to be winter. You guys are going to be spending Christmas there.
Close enough.
So make sure you
practice. Have to help them decorate their Christmas trees.
You need to learn the song, right? Yeah.
Ready? Feliz Navidad.
Okay, you learned that? Okay, good, right?
Feliz Navidad. Now this is the difficult part. Ready?
Okay, ready?
Hold up, ready? Feliz Navidad. Right here. Prospero año y felicidad.
That's good, that's good. You guys are ready to go to Ecuador for Christmas.
You learned that in Spanish.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Don't forget to pack really warm clothing when you go to Ecuador. Because I'm telling you, it's
cold
December there, right?
Despite the fact that it's on the equator.
Okay, you guys, just so you know.
I'm just trying to help you.
About 2 years ago, I was in Costa Rica for a mission trip, and they're like, pack warmer clothes, it's winter here. It was in July. I completely ignored it. I was like, whatever. I was freezing.
Yeah.
It's freezing in Costa Rica in July.
Well, that's why they warn you and tell you those things.
I didn't understand, though. I just didn't understand why it was going to be so cold, and it was humid, so you were always wet and cold. It was awful.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
What a great story, Michelle.
How did that resolve? It didn't. Because I was cold the entire time. I wasn't warm until I got back to the Americas.
So enough about Michelle, because she talks about herself all the time.
Yeah.
You guys going to Ecuador, mission trip, and then spending the summer doing what? What do you got going on, interns? This is it for you guys. You got to plan it out now, your entire summer, or you're just not going to do anything. And next thing you know, it's August.
See any movies, going hiking trails.
And you've wasted 2 years of your life. Wait, that was me. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Don't be like me. Anything?
Are we back? Oh, okay. So, I don't know. There's orientation.
It's laborientation.
Oh, okay.
Laborientation.
So we have the laborientation.
Yeah.
And you know what they teach you in it? You know what they teach you in laborientation? They teach you everyone's a lobo. Woof, woof, woof. And you have to do that. Oh, the mouth always stays open. Sorry.
Is that really part of it?
Yes. Yeah. That's not a joke. They make you stand up and say that.
You're going to be a lobo, sir. Okay? You're going to have to wear red every day. Okay, you're going to have to walk around campus, and don't forget, at noon, remember this, I went to UNM, I know, every day at noon, if you're out on the campus, you have to howl as loud as you can.
Yeah, at noon.
So right at noon on the dot, it's kind of like, instead of the chimes, boom, boom, like when it hits noon, that's how people on campus know, you stop what you're doing, and you just,
across the street doing that.
You have to face west.
Yeah, so make sure you do that.
You see how he's faced
day right at noon on the dot. I'm just trying to help you blend in better and fit in on campus.
I hope I'm the only one that does
that. So, you know, it happens every day.
What's that kid doing? Look at him.
He's got school spirit.
He's screaming at something.
Look at him go.
And it was crazy.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I was going to keep it going. Like, what's crazy is that when you do it, like, the first day that you do it, that is the spot you have to be at.
Every day.
Yeah.
Like, you mark that spot. Like a wolf. We're gonna
you have to lift up your leg and mark your territory and everything.
He's going to be arrested. Nico, don't do that. Don't do that. We love you too much.
Years down the line, he like makes like an episode
that
of Cops.
Campus does not smell good.
Oh, never mind.
They hose it down every day.
Do we even have wolves?
What do you mean?
In like Albuquerque?
Well, yeah, of course.
We have coyotes.
Yes, lobos.
Lobos.
Well, exactly. Lobos, bro.
Coyotes and lobos the same thing?
No. they keep lobos at the zoo.
These are things they're going to teach you in
I've seen lobos at the zoo.
I've seen lobos at the zoo, but I've never seen a lobo.
That's where we got our mascot, from the zoo.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, that was weird.
Outside of the zoo, I don't know any wildlife.
I'm sure it just sounded cool, the word lobo.
Yeah.
It's like, Spanish.
We have coyotes. What? We have raccoons. I saw a dead one on the side of the road.
That's a really good mascot.
Yeah. We have skunks. We have roadrunners.
Well, yeah.
We're bound to have, like, wolves in the state.
Yeah, we do.
It's not like city university.
Yeah, we got them on a campus.
Touché. All right. I'm so excited for you guys. Growing up. The interns saying adios here soon. Sad day. Latest from Project 86. It's called Off the Grid. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Lights, toes, static radio.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you and our interns. It is,
You guys, hold on. This is your last break.
Man.
This is it.
This is where we kind of, you know, prepare to say goodbye.
I'm going to cry.
Our interns have been with us for about a month now from Hope High School.
They've done a fantastic job. What have you guys learned from radio, about radio? Anything interesting?
Come on, guys, help us.
How nervous I can be on the... That was hilarious the first day. Oh, my gosh, this song is so appropriate. I'm
Wow. Not allowed to cry, bro. No matter what we throw at you. Gotta keep it together. Day. It's radio. We got the phone lines jammed. People want to say bye, maybe. Static.
Hi, do you guys talk about... Like a text you guys, and then you'll text back the songs that you've been playing?
We do, actually. You can check out the details at mystaticradio.com. You know, we actually put up the entire playlist on our website, mystaticradio.com.
And the app.
Recently played.
Well, not that.
Or on our app. Do you have the Static Radio app?
No, I don't.
Dude, you need to get it. Do you have a smartphone? Okay.
For free.
Yeah.
It's a free app, and it's got our recently played list of the last, like, 12 hours. It's got a link to our Facebook, our Twitter. It's legit, and it's free, and you can stream Static Radio right there on our app.
So what is it under, My Static Radio?
It's just Static Radio. You just look up Static Radio either on the App Store or on the Android market.
Okay.
You got this.
The text. Can you give me the text number?
Yeah, the text number. If you
.com.
Text...
368-266.
You text My Static Radio Playlist to .com.
Oh, yeah. That's the number you
So
text.
It's like way... Just go to the app store.
Seriously, it'll save you so much time.
It'll save you so much time because you got to text My Static Radio Playlist to 368-266.
Which was cool and we all had flip phones.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Everything that you just said sounded so sad.
Such a good moment.
Oh, sorry. I'm like, static. Here, I'll throw
it. Nico, Caleb.
Yes. Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Dude, I want to wish you guys well, man. I got to tell you, you guys put a really interesting, whether you know it or not, really interesting, intelligent, fresh spin on things, having you guys in the studio. So I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of Static Radio from a listener perspective, and just wish you guys the best. You got bless you guys in all your ventures, man.
Dude, thank you. You're awesome.
All right. I love you guys, man.
Love you, too, Shane. Bye. The third mic's going to seem a little emptier. Nice.
You guys have awesome listeners.
That lady outside is walking on the phone crying. Look at her. Over you guys.
She really is crying.
I don't know. She probably needs to find the counselor. It's sad.
That looked really awful.
She's really sad. Okay. That was perfect timing. People are weeping in the streets.
It's radiating from the station.
She just found out the news that you guys are leaving. This is your last show.
This is it.
Oh, my God.
Final thoughts, comments. We'll give you guys 12 seconds each. I'm just kidding.
Great. This is about all the time you've earned.
Perfect.
1 second for each day that you guys said something interesting. So, interns.
Or said anything at all.
We love you. Not going to lie, it's a sad day. Guys saying goodbye. You learned a lot of stuff.
Yes.
What are you going to carry? What's one thing you're going to carry into the real world from your internship at Static Radio? Nico, go.
Oh, no. Don't change it to Jeffrey. I can never think during this.
Pressure. Pressure.
20 seconds. Nico.
Come on. See, no, I can't say anything
pressure.
Serious. I can't without laughing.
8 seconds, Nico. One thing that you learned. One thing that you've been talking.
3 seconds.
The people at this place are awesome there.
1-0. How is that going to help you in the real world?
See? You changed it to Jeopardy.
Oh, here's the thing. No, I can fill in the blanks for him. Okay. Because now he has connections.
Ah, okay.
So we're awesome.
No, see, again.
Yeah, you only gave me 2 seconds.
If anything, you are, again, showing him and giving him stuff. That doesn't count.
You know what?
He's going to be a spoiled human, and we just want him to go into the real world a man. Same question, Creepy Caleb, go.
There's no Jeopardy.
All right. So, awesome people. Yeah, I agree with that statement, and I agree with Mitch's statement.
What have you learned?
Because,
hey, into the real world?
Hey, stop it. This
seconds.
Is my time. Okay.
Sorry, continue.
So, I've learned how to deal with some difficult people, just a few, because there haven't been, like, crazy amounts of difficult people, but there have been some. But also connections.
You talk about listeners or listeners. Us? Okay,
no,
I'm like,
listeners.
And Mitch and Steve are
yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So you stole like at least 15
Sorry,
seconds,
so,
so I'm just going to keep going.
So you owe him some time.
So I want to be in a band, something to do with music, because I'm a drummer.
Yes. And dance. You want to dance?
Yeah, yeah, apparently.
I can't walk away from the mic.
yeah. Again, a great place to make connections, like Mitch said. Which was actually one of my reasons before that.
Nice.
Also, I think
Selfish
I'll be using
motives.
The grassy knoll a lot for some of my just outside work. You know?
Yep. Yeah. I love it.
Anything
there
else?
It is. Okay, Nico, I'll give you better music this time. Are you ready? Okay, you have 30 seconds. What is one thing? Yeah, you haven't told us anything. You haven't learned anything in the real world. You can't steal Caleb's
okay,
answer.
Okay,
Mitch's. Ready?
I got this.
Go.
How? What is this?
Ghostbusters.
Okay. I feel like. See. Okay. Never mind. You know what?
Come on, Nico. You can do it.
You can do it.
Under pressure, come on!
Oh, why don't you play
okay,
that song?
Oh
I'm helping
pressure.
You. I'm helping you.
You guys
work
can
under
keep
pressure.
Talking. That's cool. Yeah.
Why don't you play that? Song?
Ready? Go.
Go.
This is a listener-supported station. If you want to keep hearing this, please donate. I realize how hard it is to run this place without. And donate a sombrero for Stever so that he can.
Hold on. How are you? How is this applying to your real life? Like
it's something that he's
what?
Learned.
That's how I'm taking this with me. Okay. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. This is. Hold on. No. If you. Okay. Hold up.
I'll give you real music.
So I probably later on when I go into. Okay. Just so do
music.
I not talk
about music.
That's like the most awkward guy ever.
I know.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's the best. I'll stop. I won't give you any music. It'll just be like dead silence. Dead silence behind you. Go.
Fine. Okay. So, see, and then you guys. Okay, never mind. No,
please continue.
No, let's leave it.
No.
Let's just.
All right, joining us on the show right now, intern Nico, who has apparently learned nothing valuable with his time on static radio. Nico, you have 30 seconds to tell the world how you feel.
Okay.
Go.
So later on in life, I think I'm going to go into some form of ministry, right? Not like right away. But this has given me a good look into how a nonprofit works. And that's why I was saying, you know, that's what I was thinking about. So, oh, yes. Come on.
That's it?
Come on.
Oh. That's it.
Well, that's not it. But I also love radio. And so,
there you go. Good job, interns.
Thank you.
Final phone call to the interns.
Oh, my
Static.
Gosh.
What's up, good looking?
Not much.
So. I was wondering who he was talking to.
Oh, God.
Hey, Jared, I was talking to all four of you guys.
All right, final words of wisdom. You got it.
Intern, just remember.
Don't be awkward.
I don't know. Man, I draw a blank. You know what? You put me on the spot here. Now I know how Nico feels.
Thank you.
Here, I'll help you. This will help tremendously.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, I actually just wanted to call and say that while you guys were here, you guys did the best wire announcement that I've ever heard.
Yes!
This is true.
More
this is absolutely true.
Oh.
I like that.
Thank you, dude.
I wish you guys could do every wire announcement.
There's another one on
its
way. Don't worry.
There's another one coming.
Hopefully, yep. Celeste keeps recruiting us.
There you go.
That was a blast. Thank you.
Good.
Beautiful.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Teej.
Sure. Thank you.
TJ.
Static.
Hey, would you guys say you guys benefited from the internship?
Yes.
I am reminded of the 55th rule of acquisition. And that clearly states it takes joy from profit and profit from joy.
Wow.
And because it is a sad time right now.
Wait.
Acquisition?
Was that a Ferengi thing?
I'm not a Star Trek kid. I have no idea.
Is it a freaking Ferengi?
I think so. I think you just got Ferengied.
I'm a Trekkie.
There you go. Are you?
I heard they're called Trekkers.
My parent, whatever. Yeah. I'm not that hard of a Trekkie, whatever.
There you go.
My parents, yeah.
Okay, so you excited for that new movie?
Are Trekkers?
I am.
It looks really cool.
They're all just like, it's, you know, we go on the journey with them. It's important. We're like, whatever. We just like the show.
Incredible.
Yeah, you gotta be smart
there
to watch
it is.
That one.
That is it. That's it for us. We are out. Tomorrow, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico will be joining us, as will Sean Ambergy from Ambergy. Los Alamos. I can't wait to get an update on that dude.
He has not been in the studio since I've been here.
Right.
So it's been over a year.
I wonder what that says about you.
I'm not really likable. People don't really like me.
Interns, we will miss you greatly.
I'm sure
we will see you in some capacity.
Good.
Just not at the birthday party because you'll be in Ecuador.
Yep.
Ugh.
Or in future events because you'll be like somewhere overseas conquering the world.
Always.
We hope you do. Just remember the little people when you guys are rich and famous that we're a nonprofit and that you still love us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
And that it takes $800,000 a year to run this place, so.
All right. Final sentence. Your last sentence on air. Caleb, go.
I love all of you.
All right.
And I love something.
There you go. Okay. All right. Nico, your final sentence on air. Go. Nico. 15 seconds, Nico. That's his final sentence.
Yes.
Final sentence, go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Ooh.
Static.
Radio?
Peace.